43 years ago, on March 1, 1974, a grand jury in Washington, D.C. indicted several former aides of President Nixon for conspiring to cover up the Watergate burglaries. They became known as the Watergate Seven. The grand jury secretly named Nixon as an unindicted co-conspirator. The men included Charles Colson, who served as Nixon's special counsel from 1969 to 1973. During that time, Joan Temple, known then as Joan Hall, was Colson's office manager. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Fort Myers, Temple speaks with her daughter Ellen Stone about her time in the Nixon White House and her testimony in the Watergate trial in 1973.
3 months after I'd been with him, he said, "Joan, we're going to the White House." I said, "But I just got here." And he said, "You're bright, you'll learn. If I ever do that book, it'll be You're Bright, You'll Learn."
That was going to be the title.
That was going to be the title, yes.
And so you and Chuck went to the White House.
So we went to the White House, and we had to go in with everybody else to be screened by Secret Service. He and I went into the office and set it up, and within a year we had 30 people working for us, and we had an interesting time. Chuck, he was known as the hatchet man of the White House. He did some of the dirty tricks for Nixon, I guess you would say.
He was special counsel to Nixon.
So anyway, I worked there for over 4 years. It was an experience you get nowhere else in the world, I can assure you. I had pressure that was unbelievable at times. You would have something in a typewriter. The president was in the helicopter on the back lawn waiting to take off and waiting for the piece of paper you were working on that could have no errors in it. I was not his secretary, but it was things that I sometimes got involved with because Chuck sort of got involved in things that not everybody knew about.
You were there during Watergate.
I was there during Watergate. I'm probably one of the few people who testified in the Watergate trial who's still alive. John Dean, Alex Butterfield are. But there aren't very many people who testified who are still around. Colson died, Mitchell died, Haldeman died, Ehrlichman died. Well, I was scared to death, and I was waiting out in the witness room, and I was waiting to go and testify when they called somebody else in ahead of me. And I was waiting, sort of standing in the doorway as some of the people came out of the trial, and Mitchell stopped in front of me, and he said, "You're Joan Hall, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes." He stopped. He said, "Well, we've certainly heard your name bandied around a lot in there." That gave me a really good feeling when I hadn't even been in the courtroom yet. So I go in to testify, and Judge Sirica said, "Speak up, young lady." Anyway, you can only shiver and shake for a little while. And I know I made mistakes in things I said because I'd been prompted by the prosecutors. And what I was testifying about were some shorthand notes that I had taken on a Sunday afternoon when Howard Hunt's, who was involved in Watergate with Gordon Liddy and a few other people. I was the contact for Howard Hunt at the White House when he was working, what he was doing, which was not that bad. It was scary at the time, but I got through it all right. And I had gone to the prosecutors before I went in to testify, and John Dean went with me, and I remember coming out once and saying, "I felt like an idiot in there." I said, chronologically, I couldn't remember when I had seen certain things or not seen certain things and with the prosecutors. And he always said to me, "Oh, don't worry about that. Nothing to worry about." Little did I know he was going to blabber everything he knew from then on. I was not afraid for my safety. A couple of times I knew my phone was bugged, but I have things written in that book. This book was written by Fred Maroon and Alan Drury, and it has pictures of everybody. It was called Courage and Hesitation. And it was written while I was there, and they were allowed to go around to different meetings and so forth that took place at the White House and take pictures of everyone. I took that book, and I sent it around to everyone to be signed. And Ellen calls it her inheritance.
That's
because
the only
that was
thing
the one
I asked
thing
for.
She asked for when I moved from Washington down to Fort Myers. I said, "Does anybody have any special requests?" And Ellen said, "I would like your book." But there are pictures and signings, and the signings I can usually get some message out of, even if they don't exactly say what happened and why they're thanking me.
Yeah, I was just flipping through it, and there are so many photographs where people signed and wrote little notes to you. And there was one from Diane Sawyer when she was in the press office working with Ron Ziegler. She wrote to Joan, "Who knows what it's like?"
And I think of her often and think, how'd she get so much more money than me? I never made any money off of this. I've never written the book, but now that I'm closer to the end, I wish I had.
After leaving the White House, Joan Temple worked as Assistant to Secretary of Labor Peter Brennan. Colson pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice for attempting to defame Pentagon Papers defendant Daniel Ellsberg. He served 7 months in federal prison, the first member of the Nixon administration to be incarcerated for Watergate-related charges. This interview was recorded at StoryCorps in Fort Myers, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. This excerpt was selected and produced by Amy Tardiff.